So, Greg, you are quite the world traveler, I hear.
Yeah, well, I love traveling. I've been to probably around, I don't know, 20 different countries, and I've lived in Thailand and South Korea and the United Arab Emirates and four different parts of Japan and
Wow, that's a
of
lot.
course several places in the US.
Well, for somebody that's going to travel for the first time, what type of advice would you give them? So, in case they never get lost or if they get
Getting
sick,
lost,
right?
yeah. That happens all the time. You have to prepare for that. One of the first things I do whenever I get to an airport is I see if I can get a map from information center. I go to a hotel. I ask if they have a map of the area. When I want to go somewhere, I ask them to, write the destination in the local language, and also I practice my pronunciation with them. And sometimes I'll, almost always actually, I get a business card or a matchbook from the hotel to help me in returning. And then I go off on my merry way.
Okay, well, let's say that you're on business in a foreign country and it's just really busy and you forget to get the business card, you don't have the map. You're trying to find some place and you're completely lost. What should you do?
Well, of course, you've got to ask people.
Right.
And it's good idea to ask a lot of different people, because in some countries, people don't want to say no, or they don't want to say, I don't know. So they
Right.
give you some directions, or maybe they don't understand you. They give you the wrong directions. So even if you think you got good directions the first time, constantly check with other people along your way.
Well, so when you're going down the street and let's say you are lost, is there a certain type of person you look for? Like, let's say an old lady or children. Is there a certain person that's better at giving directions?
Well, if it's a child and you want to get to a business section or something, probably they don't know. It's a good idea to ask somebody who looks as if they live in the area, though, not just another tourist passing through or something.
So you're talking about people that work in shops and things like that.
Yes. Oh, also, like delivery men are usually very good because they have to go all over the city, so they know it well.
So have you actually ever been lost?
Oh, I've been lost all the time. Like once I got lost for a couple hours in Bangkok and it was terrible.
Well, that's a pretty intense city.
Yeah. So after that, it gave me the idea that I should always check for landmarks. Landmarks are really tall buildings or a river, something I can always know, I could see easily. I'm trying to remember, oh, the river is on my right side. Ah, there's a hill over there, and keep looking for it and remember it.
Well, sounds like good advice. Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome.